some of the findings that have come out with this most recent work are demonstrating that the microbes, the soil microbes that are native to the soils in the different treatments, we actually took the microbes out of those soils and put them in a common soil type. So we were able to only examine the effect of those, the biologically living cells from the soils, and then we found that those microbes have actually developed an ability to accelerate the decomposition of the organic matter that's in the soils, that especially the ones that are exposed to the future climate conditions. There's a what we call a feedback between the climate system and the carbon cycle. And since carbon dioxide is the most important greenhouse gas, in other words, it absorbs and then re-radiates infrared radiation. And when that occurs, then the temperature in the air warms up, and the temperature in the grass canopy, for example, would warm up because of the added carbon dioxide in the air. Well, this warming actually stimulates the decomposition ability of the microbes living in the soil. And so when decomposition happens, of course, that releases more carbon dioxide into the air. That is what we call a feedback cycle. It's sort of a self-perpetuating system or self-perpetuating cycle that can potentially, you know, promote further climate change.